Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We have more new things at KFUO to share with you today. So joining us in studio, Gary Duncan. He's our executive director for LCMS Radio and KFUO. Gary, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So the last time folks got to hear from you probably was during Share-a-thon. Mm-hmm. Well, and they hear your announcements on the air announcing from time to time. But
there's some voice that's on the air still with me on it.
Yeah. But I mean,
Share-a-thon,
having a conversation. Yeah. With Share-a-thon and sharing some things that are coming up here at KFUO. I want to take a few minutes to just think back and reflect on the ways that KFUO has been growing, because the Lord has blessed us for 100 years now with an exciting way to share the good news of Jesus with people, not just in St. Louis, but now around the world, 100 years on the radio. And I know we have some celebration coming up this fall,
that's
right?
True.
Any hints or anything you want to share about how we're celebrating
the 100th? We're not sure if it's going to be a luncheon, or we're thinking maybe an open house with finger foods. The plans are in the work, but definitely this fall we're having an event for listeners and also donors to come in and visit the station. And on December 14th will be our 100th anniversary, where the station was dedicated. It actually did some test broadcast in October of 1924. So we're celebrating that 100th year. And if I talk about the last 100 years, it's going to take me 100 years to do so. So we'll just kind of hit the highlights, okay?
Yeah.
KFUO founders realized that broadcasting would be a great way for the gospel message to get out and reach many more people. So when they heard about the new thing at that time, they jumped on board and created this radio station that we know as KFUO Radio. And of course, throughout the years, we syndicated programs, sent them to other stations. That's what syndication is, where we created programs and sent them to other radio stations. There was satellites. There was sending stuff out on CDs, programs out on CDs and records before that, reel-to-reel tapes. And we've always been on the cutting edge of technology. As something new comes along, when satellite was the big thing, we had a satellite delivery service where we delivered audio and programming through a satellite. And then, of course, the internet has come along. And that's really a cost-effective way to get our word out and also share it with other stations and other people as well. And, of course, listeners around the world. And Sarah could attest to this because she's our web person. Mm-hmm. But we have seen so much growth over the last few years. I'd say the last 10 years throughout our podcasting, the programs that we have as podcasts and our online streams. We actually, now I'm jumping back a little bit, but we started streaming. We were one of the first radio stations in the country to stream. Again, we were the oldest continually operating broadcast station, Christian broadcasting. We've always jumped on the technology. So when streaming came out, we jumped on that. When podcasting came out, we jumped on that as well. So we've been podcasting since the early 2000s, and we were streaming before that. And we were definitely the first station in St. Louis to stream, the first radio in St. Louis station to radio station in St. Louis to podcast also. And so we embraced this technology. And I think back to all the work we did back then, and you look at your numbers and you'd say, we did all this work to produce this podcast. Wrestling with the Basics was the first one that we started podcasting. And then shortly thereafter, Issues, Etc. was still a program here. We started podcasting that. But you look at the numbers and you'd say, 10 people listen to that. We did all that work for 10 people. And then you see it grow, 20 people, that's all. Well, now, you know, tell us about some of the numbers, Sarah.
Yeah, off the top of my head, I think our highest podcast, like in a month's time, is usually over 1,500 downloads-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some are higher, some are lower, but it's well over 1,500 for the top 10. So,
and some of the stats that you shared with me for a year of all of our podcasts, right, about 1.5, 1.6 million mm-hmm. downloads per year. So the work then paid off, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we have been taking the technology from day one and using it. Whatever we see come along is what we've been doing here over the last 100 years.
Yeah, it's really exciting to be a part of the online growth. I know just a few years ago, pre-pandemic, we were doing all of our own programming and, of course, podcasting it, but we've expanded into podcasts with other ministries as well. And that's grown so much just in the last like 3 or 4 years. So that's really exciting to see that continual growth. And so we've got all of that growth online, but there's also a lot of exciting things happening right here in St. Louis, people being able to hear KFUO here in St. Louis on a wider scale now too.
Right. What we've done, and this actually goes back, you mentioned the pandemic, and this goes back prior to the pandemic. We were searching for an FM translator. What an FM translator is a lower power FM signal. So it doesn't reach near as far as a big broadcast station would. That's the best way to explain it. And we found a window from the FCC where the FCC opens these windows where you can apply for certain things. And they opened up a window and it fit our category of AM. So we were able to apply for that. Well, applied for an FM translator. This is, again, before the world shut down. Mm-hmm. And it was 92.7 K224FT. I'll remember. That's the call letters I remember. The other two translators we have two more, by the way. But this one we've had so long now. But as soon as we did that, we had a station, a small little low power station here in the St. Louis area that's on an adjacent channel, saying, because we were going to put it in a night like page. There was a tower there where we're going to set it up. It was going to cover the mid part of St. Louis. Well, they filed a petition. So then we had to pivot. So we pivoted. We had to move it out west. But then COVID came along. So we didn't have the opportunity to do all the planning. So what we did was technically, basically, park it. So we had to keep it on the air or we were going to lose our construction permit. So we put it on 5 watts out on Olive Boulevard on a little cellular tower. 5 watts while we made the plan. COVID came in. Everybody knows what happened. Then everything slowed down. But in the meantime, also, we were told from the seminary that they would like us to move off campus. The AM 850 KFUO tower is on the campus of the Concordia Seminary here in St. Louis. So at that point, we started looking for a place to buy some land, build tower sites, and do things like that. Meanwhile, 92.7 is still parked. And I found a radio station with tower sites for sale at less money than it would have cost us to find the land, do all the surveys and everything, and build the towers. So we bought KXFN 1380, and it came with a translator 105, 105.3.
Yeah.
And so by buying that tower site, we got 105.3, okay? And then during this time when we got back from COVID, we started doing research. What can we do with 92.7? We discovered that we could move it out to St. Charles County, build it on a taller tower, go 200 watts. So we started those plans as well. So this is kind of like a jumping ball, people, as you follow along. One of the reasons I wanted to get FM radio in St. Louis was throughout my career here, and I've been here over 30 years now, people would call and say, why can't you stay on at night? Well, our AM signal is a daytime only, and it's still a daytime only. But I thought if we get these FM translators, then we can stay on 24 hours a day. So that's one of the reasons that I wanted to get FM translator. Of course, the sound of FM is much better than the sound of AM, mostly with all the computer interference. So that was some of the reasons why we wanted to try to get back on the FM dial or on the FM dial here at KFUO AM. And then, again, the seminary actually was a blessing because that gave us 105. Then we knew we could build 92 out in St. Charles at a higher wattage. And then there was another threat came along from the car manufacturers saying that they're thinking about removing AM radio from cars. So we had two players in the game already. We had knowing we were going to move to St. Peter's with an FM translator and 105 that covers the mid part of St. Louis. Then the opportunity last year came up that we could buy 104.5. Mm-hmm. And that would cover Metro East, downtown St. Louis, parts of North St. Louis County. And actually is reaching farther west now because there's a station out in the west area that's operating on lower power. So it's going farther west than it actually would be if they were operating full strength. So then I thought, well, that will help cover everything we need if AM goes away in automobiles. So I know it's been kind of a long story, but that's where we are today. 92.7 St. Peter's is covering all of St. Charles County. And then 105.3 is covering the mid part of St. Louis, and that goes as far south as Imperial and far north as University City. Then 104.5 covers metro east downtown St. Louis, St. Louis County, North County. And so we've got the whole area pretty much covered now with an FM signal.
So what you can do if you're driving around the St. Louis area is put all three of those on your your memory buttons on your preferred stations on your car stereo.
Yep.
And then just change them as you drive across town. That's what I do.
That's what I do too. Mm-hmm. And for example, I live over in Metro East. I live in Collinsville, so I'm 104.5 over there. I could go to work two different ways. But if I cross the JB Bridge, I start getting a little static on 104, and then I just hit the 105 button, 105.3, and then listen that way. And I drove when we got the St. Charles County station up and running just a few weeks back. I drove from my house in Collinsville, 104.5, hit St. Louis. If you come across the Poplar Bridge, about the time you hit Hampton, 104.5 starts fading out, and then you click to 105, and it's as clear as a bell. Drove into St. Charles, flipped over 92.7, and I actually drove all the way out to Lincoln County and was able to pick up 92.7. So that was an hour and 30-minute drive where I was listening to KFUO on FM. Now, it was three different FM signals because, again, they're lower power than the big ones, but you're able to hear us now in the St. Louis area on FM.
Very good. So St. Charles County 92.7, St. Louis and Metro East 104.5, and then like Central City down to Jefferson County is 105.
And a little bit out west. Yeah. It covers west is tricky because of the hills.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, I've noticed that too driving around west. Yeah. I can get 104.5 and 105.3 depending on where I am out west.
Right.
So covering a lot of those areas as well. And then also adding 1380 with Sacred Music.
Right.
So, and more to come with that.
Yeah, the 1380 again, and 1380 in the 105 came with the tower site purchase. So we had to do that anyway.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That really worked out well. So the plan really came together. The initial plan was just to get one. And now we have three. We're covering pretty much the entire St. Louis area with FM 24 hours a day. The music sounds beautiful in FM. It's just a joy to listen to. You know?
And a big thanks to our engineer.
Oh, yeah. We've been
We've been keeping Ralph pretty busy. Yeah. So thank you, Ralph, for all your great work. We are just about out of time. Anything you want to add as we wrap up our time together this morning, Gary?
No, I just want to just thank the listeners for being with us and keep supporting KFUO and help us get into the next 100 years. Again, we can just keep embracing technology and we'll continue to broadcast that message for Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.